Missouri State Senator Brian Williams had what most would call a productive career in the legislature as a member of the supermajority. Now, after 8 years in Jefferson City, he has set his sights on representing St. Louis County as its next county executive. He says his experience in a hostile legislature makes him the best person to heal the council-executive divides. The University City Democrat is one of three candidates seeking the party's nomination. You'll hear from the others later this week. Let's hit the music.
This is the Politically Speaking podcast, the definitive show about Missouri politics.
We've seen a county government that has had smooth and steady leadership, and I think we're on a good path right now.
I realized the office needed a prosecutor to run it.
And we have a better solution of addressing those needs.
I don't think it's about a popularity contest. What I think it about is it's time for change.
Working together across city and county, across political affiliations, that we can start to find overlapping goals.
I had some moments where I had to, you know, lean into my courage.
You'll see us work together on areas of agreement, and you'll see us have difficult conversations when we don't agree.
And welcome to Politically Speaking. I'm your host, Rachel Lipman. Joining me in studio today for the, I'm not even going to do the math, multiple times is
Senator Brian Williams.
He is also a candidate for St. Louis County Executive. And you were last on the podcast in 2024. So what have you been up to since then?
Well, one is clearly from the legislature standpoint, advocating for our region. Most importantly, been really committed to figuring out ways to make St. Louis County, which is the largest county and clearly a region that makes up 45% of the GDP. So driving the economy for the state has been a priority for me.
You are now termed out after what I think most could agree with is a productive 8 years as a state senator in the minority. Why was county executive the next race that you decided to set your eyes on?
Well, I think first it starts with the fact that I recognized immediately when I was elected to the Missouri Senate that I was sent there to be a leader for our region and not just one particular community. So we've always focused on how could we make St. Louis as a region better, particularly the county. With the county making up so much of the economy and driving ultimately the GDP for our state, we knew any investment would make our entire state better. It also was important for me to recognize and take advantage of opportunities that we got with federal funding we received post-pandemic. And we leaned in and found opportunities to invest in transformative projects that created a natural opportunity for me to look at our county and figure out how we can make it better. And most importantly, from the outside, be able to tell our story better and be a competitor with the world and not a place that folks view as distant and complacent.
You got into the race when it looked a lot different. There was an incumbent when you first announced. How did Sam Page's announcement he wasn't going to seek re-election kind of shake things up for you in terms of what you were going to focus on?
Well, first, I approached it like I did my very first race for state senate. It was never about candidates. It's never been about the current county executive. It's been about the fact that I've built a career advocating for St. Louis County, advocating for our region, and delivering close to $100 million in funding back to a county that drives the economy and a county that's given me so much. So I saw opportunities where leadership could tell its story better. I saw a county government that felt stagnant. I saw a county that felt like it should be growing. And I felt that our county should be modernized and feeling closer to its residents. And that starts by having a county executive that not only has delivered for the county, but has an ability to collaborate and do something I've done in the most volatile legislatures in the country. And that's work with people I may or may not agree with.
What was your reaction when you realized that, you know, the race had changed, when you're all of a sudden running for an open seat, which comes with a different dynamic to the race, no matter how much you kind of want to say it wouldn't have been a different dynamic?
Well, you know, I always tell folks I'm not Bill Belichick, so I don't watch the other team practice. I've always focused on what our story was and my record. And that's what I've continued to do, even though the dynamics of the race has changed. Again, it was never about any particular elected official. It was about the fact that I believe I've built a record and I've earned the right to to run and give voters an opportunity to decide if they want to see their county move forward and be modern and be a destination for folks that already live here, grow our workforce, our population, and most importantly, be a region that we all view as productive and safe.
So what is the story of St. Louis County right now, and how would you work to change it?
Well, we've already started. You know, I think about North St. Louis County, for example. We were proud to deliver funding to demolish Jamestown Mall. I think about the fact that communities like Kinloch, that's been underserved and has been an eyesore for many years, we got funding to revitalize that and address illegal dumping. I think about the fact that there was no four-year public research institution in St. Louis without an engineering program, and our office secured one for UMSL. I also think about the fact that public safety has been another issue at the top of residents' mind. I was proud to secure $23 million towards a regional intelligence facility, which is going to allow public safety in St. Louis County to be modern and, most importantly, feel close to its residents. So those are just tangible examples of how we've made St. Louis County better. But we also noticed that the government seemed very stagnant. It seemed archaic. We noticed that clearly there was a lot of distrust between the council and the county executive. And being someone that's done something that my mom and grandmother, who are my heroes, have done their entire life, and that was work jobs with people they may or may not like. And I don't think government should be any different. So just building a career of just learning how to collaborate and work with people, I'm excited about the opportunity to get the council and clearly the county rowing in the same direction.
So how did that stagnation and some of that conflict make it harder for you to work and achieve what you wanted to as the legislature for Mid and North St. Louis County?
Well, absolutely. You know, and first, the region I represent, I go from essentially Olivet and University City, parts of Ladue, through North St. Louis County. So I represent a very diverse constituency, some of the wealthiest communities in the region, as well as some of the more poverty-stricken ones. So I have a unique perspective when it comes to St. Louis County, representing a region that's not monolithic. And I think St. Louis County government has to have leadership that recognizes that the county is diverse. But not only is it diverse, there are some issues that are important to all the residents. And one of them is clearly public safety, making sure that the region's growing. We're creating a workforce that allows folks to go into meaningful jobs and not become insecure in the process, financially insecure in the process. And then I think it's also imperative that you have someone who understands the importance of collaboration. So being able to work with the council on projects already has given me not only hope that I'll be able to do it as the county executive, but also being able to navigate the legislature, being able to recognize that St. Louis County's next executive is going to have a relationship with the governor, and not because the governor and I agree on every issue, but because the largest county in the state needs to be able to have a presence in all these other levels of government if we want to grow and if we want to thrive.
And where are you the person who's best equipped to do that?
Well, I mean, I think about just what I've already done. I mean, we've delivered close to $100 million back to this region in one of the most challenging legislatures in the country, meaning I have convinced colleagues who has an inherited reason to not care about St. Louis. And I've made the case that our region not only drives the economy, but every investment you make into St. Louis County is going to create a positive impact for the rest of the state. And when you see a county government that has become more consumed in what they disagree about than ultimately finding opportunities to advance our region has become problematic. And back to your point that you made before, you know, when we secured that money for the regional police facility, it took 3 years for the county to put the RFP out. So that meant that was 2 years in a minority party that I had to defend that funding and make sure that the county still got it. And what ended up being a $46 million complex, we potentially lost that opportunity because of inflation. That's problematic. We should have a county government that's not only efficient, that's good stewards of taxpayer dollars, but has the ability to have the best and brightest individuals within county government that can essentially implement programs that allows us to take advantage of every funding opportunity that comes our way.
So how do you heal the relationship between the county executive and the county council? Because this is not a dynamic that was unique to Sam Page. You can look all the way back to 2014 and Charlie Dooley versus what got termed the Council of No.
I think about my mom, who's just 19 years older than me. She worked two jobs, and she worked with people that she did not get along with, trust me. And she had to do her job at a high level to support our family. I've approached my career every single day, finding opportunities to work with people, building relationships, and the county council's no different. I'm proud of my relationship I have with a good number of them now. But again, my job as county executive is to lead with a vision, not to lean in on division. And I think we have a unique opportunity with my experience of getting things done in Jefferson City to get the entire council rowing together in what I believe is an apolitical, nonpartisan government.
Your career has been legislative mostly. How do you make the pivot to the executive side of things?
Well, I think about the fact outside of the legislature, I lead an organization called CCDI, which stands for Career Construction Development Initiative. In that capacity, we've managed teams all over the country. We've worked with general contractors all over the country to figure out ways to create the workforce of tomorrow. We work with underrepresented communities throughout St. Louis County, and we're creating a pathway for individuals to go directly into the workforce, whether it's through the trades, whether it's through construction, advanced manufacturing. Some individuals are underemployed and they're getting opportunities to get training and not become financially insecure in the process. And then we're also sending young people with scholarships to go into careers around engineering and architecture. I've managed teams and have shown that not only can I lead, but also create tangible opportunities that make the quality of lives of people in our region and our county better.
So what do you do from your position as county executive to advance a lot of the policies that you outline on your website? How do you work towards those policies with the council?
Well, it starts with, one, recognizing that I'm the chief executive advocate for St. Louis County. It's going to be imperative that we identify the best and brightest individuals, just like every successful government has done throughout the country. You got to find talented people, if they're not already there, that's willing to commit to making our county better, but also commit to working with me. And that's where the rubber hits the road. Being the county executive is not a one-man show. And the idea that one person is going to run a complex government that has 4,000 employees is not true. We're going to have to identify some of the key roles in county government and identify talented individuals that can go and run an apolitical, nonpartisan government that's focused on making sure the residents feel seen and heard no matter what their zip code may be.
How do you get the best and the brightest to come and work in public sector when they could be making so much more at a consulting firm or in the private sector?
They got to believe in the leadership. And there has to be, again, leadership with a vision. You know, the success I've found representing this region has been simply by believing that we can and not coming up with two reasons why we cannot. And I think that we have ran into a situation where people believe leadership, especially in St. Louis County, across the board, has created a brain drain in our region. And it's not pointing to one particular person. The cadence of county government has been a place that has felt stagnant, archaic, and most importantly, has not been steered towards ensuring that a diverse population of people feel seen and heard that already lives here. There has been a monolithic approach to a very diverse region that I've been fortunate to represent and understand how to represent. And I think that perspective and that vision clearly is going to put me in a position to have a unique perspective as county executive.
As you're watching St. Louis County try to tackle its problems, where has the monolithic approach to the problem been the most harmful, do you think?
I mean, well, you know, you got to look at just the past several years. I mean, we have so many parts of our county that goes overlooked, whether it's South St. Louis County, which has the largest unincorporated part of St. Louis County, or North St. Louis County, which I represent a part of.
And has the second largest part of unincorporated land.
And the second largest part of unincorporated land. Those areas have pretty much felt as if they have not been seen and heard. And that's been by a couple different county executives. So to think that I have been able to provide resources to a myriad of different parts of our county and our region simply by addressing what we know were some of the challenges and issues that they've seen. Again, whether it's demolishing blighted areas, addressing public safety, creating opportunities for workforce development, identifying for the first time since the inception of the county a four-year public college that has, or university that has, an engineering program, when Boeing is looking to provide an additional 15,000 jobs right here in St. Louis County. It's beyond me that we don't have more collaboration or leadership that recognizes those opportunities. Not to mention, the city of St. Louis matters. And I think it's imperative that the next St. Louis County executive is just as committed to working with the mayor of the city of St. Louis as well as executives of surrounding counties. And we have not seen that collaboration in a very, very long time.
I think one of the ways that people would agree, perhaps, that the county has taken a one drumbeat approach to has been its budget. Plug the holes with one-time revenue over the last several years. That runway finally ran out this year. Where does responsibility for the county's budget situation lie, first of all?
I think that responsibility is on all of us, and that's why I took part of that responsibility to address the budget deficit when the county didn't do it itself. We were proud to carry legislation that addressed making sure that we steered hotel-motel tax funds back to St. Louis County taxpayers when the Convention Center board, as well as the Regional Sports Authority, decided to combine into one board. I was proud to carry that legislation in the Senate and, most importantly, make sure it goes back to St. Louis County's general revenue. And because of our successful passage of that, which is now on the governor's desk, we have sent $51 million back to the county's revenue, general revenue, and have erased the $41 million budget deficit before I'm even elected there. And again, that's something that we were able to do by paying attention to the needs of the region and recognizing being a good steward of taxpayer dollars should be a priority of the county executive. And I'm, again, that's another example on how county government and those involved have mulled around the budget deficit but have not come up with any solutions.
So what is your plan to recalibrate the county's financial picture?
Well, first, I'm excited about that $51 million coming and getting us some cushion.
Certainly makes it easier.
Getting us some cushion. And then, most importantly, it's going to require, again, working with the council in a collaborative way to identify what the needs are, a strategic assessment, just to be just real about how concerned I am about county government as a whole. I think we should consider an audit to see what the budget trends are. When did the county start to go into a decline? And I don't think it's fair to say that that fell on one particular county executive, but we have yet to have anyone in county government in that role step up and say, let's take a look at where we've been and how we've gotten to where we are. And that's something I'll do day one.
Would a tax increase potentially be on the table?
I think affordability has been an issue in St. Louis County and throughout the country nationwide. I think St. Louis County has trended towards a place that makes me question whether or not it's affordable. I am not interested in costing taxpayers more money when we should have a government that should be sophisticated enough and modern enough to be a good steward of the dollars that we already receive. So I am not interested in costing taxpayers any more money at this time when I believe affordability, the cost of gas, the cost of living, property taxes, all these things have contributed in a way to make folks feel very concerned about their stability, whether it's maintaining their homes or their current day-to-day livelihoods. So, again, I'm not interested in that.
There's a very appealing pot of money out there for people who want to, you know, not take a deep look at the budget that you, and that would be the county share of the Rams settlement dollars. What would be your strategy for using the funds that are left?
All I can do is tell you that my entire career, serving as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, meaning I have balanced a budget every year with a record surplus, I very much understand how to steer taxpayer dollars into transformative and meaningful opportunities. I will take that same approach to the Rams settlement money. I would look at data. I would look at the challenges in our county. I would look at even opportunities to collaborate from a regional perspective, to maybe even look at putting combined efforts between the county, the city, and surrounding counties to make that work. And I always remind folks, this is important because as much as we like to feel we're divided by zip code and by boundary lines, you can find a Cardinal fan in any of these communities. So I believe in not only just one county, but I believe in one St. Louis region. And if we want to grow and be the place that folks are proud to call home, we're going to have to make sure that we're good stewards of Rams settlement money. And I'll take a very serious approach to that by prioritizing county residents' interests first.
Hyperscale data centers are just at the center of pretty much every political contest these days, and opposition or support for them can have political consequences. We saw that in Festus. Where are you on the building of hyperscale data centers? What should that look like?
Well, first, I think we need to make sure at all costs we're preserving the environment, our water, our energy. And that's something that I've done my entire career. I believe that's important. I mean, I represent parts of the region where we've seen impacts of Coldwater Creek. We've seen impacts of Westlake Landfill. We know that our environment has been put on the back burner for a long time and have cost our residents, whether it's diagnosis of cancer or other terminal diseases. So I'm going to always be conscious of that. Secondly, we have to be honest and acknowledge the fact that data centers have been around for two decades, and I don't think it's fair to assume that they're going anywhere. So I think that there needs to be community benefits agreement between the county and any entity that's looking to build a data center. Two, they need to disclose who the client is. And then three, there needs to be a process that ensures that it's not going to impact us from an energy standpoint, most importantly, environmental, and ensure that we continue to maintain fresh and quality water in the process. So to answer your question, it would be on a situation basis. And I can tell you right now, it's a non-negotiable when it comes to the quality of life of county residents. And you know, as a state lawmaker and as a leader in this region, I've been accustomed to siding on the side of the residents and saying no.
There is discussion in the city of St. Louis that they will not offer tax incentives for any development of a data center. Is that a position you'd be willing to take as county executive?
I think once I get elected, I think it's going to be important to sit down and evaluate those situations and figure out what's in the best interest of the residents. And I think it's a little premature for me to speak to that and not know what the dynamics are or if whether or not there's even been a proposal in the first place.
Conversation about regional collaboration and cooperation just kind of has heated up within the last 6 months. Where could additional collaboration or cooperation work for you? Where do you think it is most needed within St. Louis County?
Well, it's worked for me already. You know, I represent a region that has 46 municipalities. They all have mayors, council people, board of aldermen, fire districts, school boards. I have 11 public school districts. Some of the wealthiest communities in the state, as well as some of the more underrepresented and poverty-stricken ones. And I've built a record, and I've built quite a few relationships working with our local leaders around collaboration and earning their trust as their regional leader. So I'm excited about the opportunity of continuing to do that as county executive with surrounding counties and, most importantly, the city of St. Louis. However, my focus is getting the county's house in order. I've already taken a stance on ensuring that we address our budget deficit. I'm very much committed to continuing to highlight my desire to ensure that the region is safe around public safety. And that's why I'm proud to have been endorsed by first responders. And then also, it's going to be imperative that we continue to build a workforce of tomorrow, meaning that folks can go into meaningful, high-paying jobs in an environment where affordability has been a big issue and know that they can get a great job and not become financially insecure in the process and not be just solely dependent on going to college.
So how far would you go in terms of regional collaboration?
I think it would start with maybe identifying a service. I think public safety is a great opportunity, maybe looking at some shared services between policing. You know, I was proud to lead on legislation and pass it that address building the trust between law enforcement and the communities that they serve, but also recognizing that there's individuals like my uncle who was a retired police officer after 27 years. And we know that's a dangerous, high-stress job. So creating opportunities for folks in the community to trust law enforcement and policing, but also provide an incentive for police officers to want to go into the profession. You know, I think about Harris Stowe State University, one of the only historically black colleges and universities in St. Louis. We partnered with them to get funding for an urban policing program, which is now allowing students to go into a criminal justice program and get their degree while concurrently going through the police academy. Those are just comprehensive ways of addressing the distrust of community and policing, but recognizing that it's a noble profession that we all should be encouraging people to serve in.
The council doesn't really seem interested in this conversation right now. How do you even start the conversation when the legislative body isn't interested?
You know, I hate to point back to this example, but I started this conversation several years ago when I was working with colleagues of mine who didn't live here, and I convinced them to support close to $100 million in funding back to St. Louis County in this region. I'm excited about the opportunity to continue my relationship with the county council and again, recognize the fact that we're one county. And yes, I value the differences and the opportunities and the challenges in each of their districts, but I'm very much committed to ensuring that St. Louis County is a leader in the world. And the only way that works is by recognizing that a challenge in one part of the county is a challenge for the entire county. And my goal is to ensure that the council believes that, and most importantly, I show the leadership and the vision for them to trust that I can accommodate that as the next county executive.
How many council districts does your state senate district touch? I don't actually know the answer to this question. It's at least three.
Yes.
5, 1, 2.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then I border right up to 4.
St. Louis County government is either going to have to do a major retrofit of its current headquarters to get it up to code or find a new place to go. Do you have any idea how you tackle that other particular sticky wicket out there?
Well, my biggest question is how come there hasn't been a single county official that has acknowledged the fact that for several years this has been an issue on the table, and now we're 12 months out from the top of the year to have to make a decision based on what the city of Clayton had said, that this building is out of code and the sprinkler system is not compliant and there may be some environmental issues with lead and things of that nature.
Probably asbestos too, given the age of the building.
Asbestos as well. Considering that we have a county government that has chosen to react than be proactive is a big concern of mine. So now we're looking at a situation where we're going to have to evaluate first where the city of Clayton is and get the facts on whether or not that timeline is something that we can extend. And then two, do an evaluation and determine whether or not we can get value for the current building and where do we take employees from there. We know by charter that the county seat has to stay in the city of Clayton. So that's something that's non-negotiable. And then also we have to keep in fact that the morale of these employees matter the most to me as well. Where they work, the conditions, parking for our residents to ensure that this building is accessible is something that's really important to me. And again, those questions have not been answered. And that'll be one thing that we prioritize once elected as the next county executive.
You did mention at a recent candidate forum, you were responding to a question about the budget, that you wouldn't be off doing multiple jobs if you got elected as St. Louis County Executive. So if you do get elected to this role in November, would you resign your current post with the Construction Career Development Initiative?
I've made a commitment to have one sole job as the St. Louis County Executive because right now I serve in a part-time legislature. This is a full-time job, and I will make sure that it is my sole and only job, and that's a commitment that I made. Not only as the next St. Louis County Executive, but I'll continue to do what I've done in previous years, and that's uphold my oath to the voters.
I do want to talk a little bit about the politics of this race, because I do think they're pretty interesting. Do you think that both of your opponents got into the race for what might be called the right reasons?
You know, my grandmother always told me to focus on yourself and not worry about what other people are doing. We believe our record and what I've been able to deliver for St. Louis County in one of the most challenging legislatures by convincing folks that our region makes up majority of the GDP and any investment in St. Louis County is a positive economic impact for the rest of the state. I've represented a region where I've seen folks feel that they're not heard, they're not seen, they have been divided by zip code, and most importantly, there has been leadership without a vision, and they have chosen to come in second and not volunteer to be first. So, again, I just haven't had time to pay attention to what any of my opponents are doing. They have to put their record before voters, but I feel very confident what we've done so far has made a case that we're proud of, and we feel confident that voters will find that intriguing and something that they believe has helped our region.
Your base of power is Mid and North St. Louis County. So how is it going introducing yourselves to South and West County and even parts of North County that you don't represent?
Well, it goes back to what I said earlier. When I was elected, I recognized early on that I wasn't a leader for one particular community. I was elected to be a regional leader, and I took that mantle, whether it was ensuring that folks in North St. Louis County no longer had an eyesore in their community with Jamestown Mall, whether it was ensuring that the region had an engineering program for a four-year public institution, whether it was ensuring that Maryland Heights had a regional police facility, or to think about the fact that I've addressed issues around communities that have been blighted in unincorporated areas, just like South County. So a lot of the symptoms that we've seen in the region I represent are very similar to other parts of the county, and I've been empathetic to that. And I've been committed to not only ensuring that we're one county, but also you're going to have a leader that pays attention to the challenges and prioritize those first and trust that the rest of the county would be very receptive to that, only allows us to rise together.
You have had to collaborate with Republicans to accomplish what you did in the General Assembly. Are you worried that that necessary collaboration to be successful ends up being something that may hurt you given the current political moment?
That's the problem. Everyone's approaching their career politically. I've always put the residents first. And I can tell you right now, whether it's a family in South County or a single mom in North St. Louis County, they send our elected officials to go to work like they do every single day and get the job done. We've seen politicians prioritize their own selfish motives and political rhetoric over the well-being of the ultimate community and the residents in St. Louis County. The buck stops with me. I am proud to have gone to Jefferson City and worked with folks across the aisle and convinced them to invest in a region that they don't live in while still upholding my progressive values as a Democrat. Because of building those relationships has allowed me to not only understand how to navigate the legislature, but take those relationships and ensure that we continue to prioritize St. Louis County as the next executive. And I'm excited about the opportunity, again, in an apolitical, nonpartisan government to be able to take those relationships and my ability to build them to have a council rowing in the same direction, which has not been a thing for many, many years.
I know you say that you don't watch the other team practice. You're not Bill Belichick, but I am certain you're watching some of the other races on the ballot that could impact yours. How might some of the ways that those other races play out impact the outcome in yours?
Well, I mean, we have things on the ballot that's going to impact. I mean, you know, clearly I'm strongly opposed to eliminating the income tax. And that's going to be something I believe is going to drive folks out on Election Day. I'm also recognizing that we have down ballot races for folks that are going to Jefferson City. And I can tell you right now, having a strong coalition of state senators from St. Louis County that are willing to prioritize our residents is going to be a necessity for me as county executive. And I'm glad to have relationships there to continue to enhance that. I think who gets elected to the county council matters. And it's not about a particular person. It's about the fact of someone that has to experience and understand how to navigate that body, but most importantly, are willing to collaborate and work with the next county executive. So, yeah, I'm very much interested. But again, none of it matters if we're not focused on our race and making sure we're in front of voters and being successful on August 4th.
Politically Speaking is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, part of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. State Senator, County Executive Candidate Brian Williams, anything else that you want to make sure Politically Speaking listeners know?
Well, you know, we're excited. We believe St. Louis County days ahead are bright, and it starts with having a leader with a vision that understands the government should feel close to its residents, it should be safe, it should be growing, and we should have a county that is affordable, that allows people to be able to not be in a position where they're questioning whether or not their livelihood's at stake. And as a state senator, I've been proud to deliver for this region, and I'm hoping that we can earn the support of voters on August 4th.
Until next time, so long.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.